All right. So this morning, the call is, who's your puppet master, or what is your puppet master? And that is kind of an intriguing visual, isn't it? You know, where you think of the puppet and the puppet master, and who controls who, or also are, what is your role in this? So as you see this visual of a puppet and a puppet master, I want you to kind of sink into what that feels like to you. Because once you get that feeling, that will help you with the clearing that we're going to go through today. Are you the puppet that controls the puppet master? Which is true in many ways. Sometimes the victim is actually the one in control. And then are you the one who's pulling your strings and your, you know, you own the strings, you're the puppet master and you are the puppet, which I think is where we're all kind of going, knowing that we're all of these things, we're in complete control of these things. We are just playing different roles and forgot the key code. Now, when we think about who's the puppet and who's the puppet master, if we kind of sink into this, this happens on all levels. We get it from our family. We get it from our ancestry. We get it in our working relationships, our marriages, with between lovers. We have situations where, you know, we play games with ourselves. You know, we push ourselves into situations that pushes the buttons of being a victim, or we put ourselves in a situation where we're around a lot of people who just can't get their life together, and we have to control them all to make it all work. And we always have some sort of reason for doing all of the things that we do. Now, we're talking about action here, but we're also talking about the unseen world, and we're going to try to get into the edges of all of that today. Now, so you have heard me talk about what controls you that's unseen, that you don't even know that is controlling you. And I don't say that in a paranoid way whatsoever, but I think it's very smart to be aware that, you know, the information that you're fed through reading, through collective consciousness, through media, through, you know, chemicals, through hormones, through all kinds of things, can affect who you are and what and how you input that material, what buttons it pushes in you, what control you leak, and all of these things. So I knew this was going to be an interesting call, because every time I knew exactly what needed to be said in the call, the information would get distributed. So I was like, okay, so there's another layer, and I'd be going through layers. And then this morning I sort of got to, oh, okay, I see where we're going now with this call, which encompasses just more than I even expected. So let's go to everyone's core, which no matter what, we're going to have a core. We're going to have a center. And the center is where you can sort of define how you revert to your mean. How do you revert to your default programs? If you have a sense of what's going on in your center, you kind of know where you're operating. So let's clear off any programs that are just there that don't have anything to do with today's topic, and that you just need to clear off, as if you took a shower and you didn't need any of that anymore. Okay, good. Some are going there. Some of you are holding quite a few of those. So we'll delete those. And then I want to go above your head, and I want to go below your feet. So we're going to work with three balls of energy here. The first one I'm hearing, let's go below your feet. So this would be in the new earth. And the new earth is actually sort of become a term for the evolved universe, the evolved part of the feminine nature of creation and how we're all connected. I love the way that as we go into more and more funding in nature, we learn more about how the natural universe works. You know, people are, as the patriarchy falls apart, the true nature of the earth is able to emerge. We're able to see it, to feel it, to see how the interconnections take place, how vastly awesome it all is. And that's another way to know what we refer to as God or our universe or what's really true. And when you see people not wanting to know these things or go this way, that they just can't, because their default programming is kind of a, you know, alpha male kind of energy, or alpha something, you know, like I'm in control and everything's going to do what I want it to, which is there's some ignorance in these sorts of statements. So anywhere that you've been affected by these ignorant statements that may make you feel off balance because it doesn't resonate with your truth, let's go ahead and delete that. We're starting to get deeper and deeper into how the natural world truly works. And when I say natural work, I'm talking about how all the kingdoms within the earth work together, and how humanity affects it, and how it affects humanity, and what a more evolved situation would be with all of it. So it's harmonious again. All right. So I want to go to some of the original programming with that natural world. And anywhere that's affecting you, let's go ahead and delete those programs. Now, zero minus infinity, we're going to reset. And okay, now we're almost clear enough to do what we need to do in the earth. But I'm going to see what this next thing is. All right. So some of you also have a great deal of sadness about what's happening, and even remorse. There may be something in your ancestry or reaction to other people's effect on the world that bothers you greatly. Let's go ahead and set that aside right now, because I want you in the highest form of your relationship to the earth right now. So we'll delete everything that needs to be deleted. There we go. All right, so 1, 2, 3 of you in particular who fall into this category. So I'm just gonna let some healing light come in for this. And I'm gonna hold those parts of you that feel that devastation, that deep devastation about this. All right, so within the earth, I want you to sort of see like a root ball. You know, have you ever planted something? There's like a root ball, and within that root ball, you have the ability to hit all of the magic. You could say it's actual magic that happens out of the earth that makes a flower bloom, that makes a plant grow. And because we are related to the physical world, we also have this. Okay, so I want you to go ahead and strengthen that thought of a root ball or bulb below you. And I want this harmonized with the universe above you and right through your body. Very good. You can also, you know, be a tree. Being a tree, we've done that in a lot of our past work together, is very powerful because trees hold deep, deep knowledge. But you can do a flower. It doesn't matter for today what you do, but I'd like you to have a sense of this harmonious truth, because this is what you're standing for, or you wouldn't be on this call. You're standing for a higher level of truth that's sort of been hidden, and you're wanting and asking to be removed from the influence that holds you back, because you're part of that forerunning group of people that is going to begin demonstrating a different way to live and react and be involved in our world. Okay, so above your head, I know I'm skipping through the core. If you feel like you need to do something in the core, we are going to come back to it, but just go ahead and light up that energy between your hips, around your knees, around your ankles, the bridge between the solar plexus and heart, and behind your nose, and now above your head. So as we light those things up and they connect, those areas, and they connect, they will begin moving out everything that needs to move. So above your head, I think between 9 and 12 inches for most people. In that area, I want the first above your head ball. So you can think of it as a chakra. But just go ahead and clear out anything that needs to be cleared out. I'm, of course, supporting that energy. Then we're going to move another 2 feet above your head and another one. All right, the knowing. Okay, so within this ball of energy, to me, it's sort of appearing white. I am fine with any color it appears to be for you. Kind of a crystalline energy of white, kind of cloud energy. And this is where we're going to begin to bring in our aligned relationships with the world and how we see what's controlling what on that teeter-totter of loss of power. All right, so as that program fills up that area of light, I want to go to the diagonal. So the diagonal is like a line of energy going right through your body. And so if you can kind of see on a total circle around you, this diagonal, often not noticed but felt. Okay. So from there, we're building fine, very refined energy with the truth of the world and how it all works together. And at the same time, we're bringing in a plasma energy from the universe and the plasma energy from the ancestral clarity. So each ancestral line has its own plasma type. You might belong to several, but the one that's the right for you, this is a pure energy. It doesn't come with any of the garbage. We're getting into that in other calls, but we're going into that purity of this, and we are enveloping our field with this energy now. In this place, it's timeless. We're not in this I'm this or that. I'm just a wise being on earth. Okay. Now, the thing about the plasma energy that we've been feeling, I think we've been talking about it for well over a year now. The thing about that energy is it also coexists in the world. And it's not just for the body and taking care of very high energy coming in. It also resonates and helps create with energy within the natural universe. Okay, good. Feeling some relief in some of you. So I'm going to just take a moment out and clear the body. Just clear the body. Strengthen, that physical knowing, intelligence. All right, so the body is asking, many of your bodies are asking for assistance now. So I'm going to do that now. So we're going to go into the physical body of you, how that relates to the natural world. And we're talking about the highest level of blueprint, not an overwhelming highest level, but the most harmonious one for you. Okay, so this harmonious level has actual just little luminescent filaments coming out. I want you to see yourself, if you've seen a spider web in your life, it has these little fine lines of energy. So you could sort of imagine that, but think of it as a little sparklier, a little more luminescent. There's some color in it, and it connects to the world. It connects to all the kingdoms of the world. And we have some badger energy coming in for somebody here. All right, so it looks like quite a few of you are related to the badger kingdom. All right, so we're just allowing these filaments to connect to your highest level of intersection with the natural world. This will give you strength because you know, the world always screams and yells at the turning of an age. And we want you to have that strong sense of alignment within the world. Good. Good. So I want you to see those growing. So these little filaments of energy, they're like your roots. And they're only going to mutually beneficial places, places that keep you connected. They're incapable of connecting you with something that's not for your benefit. Because the world always moves towards life. Good. Now things end. Things do end. My grandfather's sister died today at 6 o'clock this morning. She was 101 years old. And she had just said, "I want to live forever," just before she left. And she wanted to live forever because she sort of knew some part of her would. Some part of her would. And she became more and more harmonious with the cycles of nature as she passed. All right, very good. Now, these parts of ourselves that fear nature because we know things die, I want you just to kind of clear out the fear that holds you into a horror of this rather than a balance of this. Okay. Very good. So there is a river of consciousness within ancestral fields, and everything you learned in your life returns to that. And your soul also has a magnificent journey, and sometimes it'll touch back down into that lineage. Okay, very good. All right. So I think that's calmed, but it feels unsupported for a few of you. So I'm going to bring in the energy of continuity, harmony, the continuous soul progression. There we go. Okay, so that brings us to something else. And this is true for many people. A lot of people, when they decide to check out, to have the final curtain call, the reason that they do is they feel stuck in where they are and they don't know how to change it because the strings have been so evolved over time. They're very, you know, they're very thick. The program's so thick they can't see their way to, you know, start over. And it upsets the carts of other people. Other people have to change their program or leave. And so our abandonment programs kick in, our control things kick in, and we're incapable of change that could allow life to continue. So then we start hitting the buttons of, I got to get out of here. Okay. So let's go ahead and bring in that strength for change. So we all have had times and within our incarnations where we feel that change was handled poorly, and overreaction and revolutions that could have been evolutions instead. So let's go ahead and delete all the emotions that we have to those memories. So we have memories. We've experienced life where we came in as a slave and we didn't know how to leave that. We've experienced life in places where women never really had a say. And even if we're men, that can be, that's weakening because a whole part of the world isn't working the way that it can. And some have become so downtrodden, they don't know how to shift that. They don't know that they have a voice anymore. And so that's quite amazing to go from, I didn't know I had a voice, to I have a voice. Very good. So the memories, let's go to all the memories we have that keep us from being our sovereign self, and the memories that go to a default program that keep us aligned to people, things, groups that are not our truth, that are not the representation of who you are. And we become the swan swimming with the ducks, thinking we're a duck when we're really a swan, because we're trying to fit in. Nothing against ducks. Okay. All right. So a few of you are feeling dry, like the sense of, I don't have the bandwidth to make a big change that I've been sort of knowing I might need to make. So let's restore you with the energetic bandwidth that you need. Here's another thing that happens here. You can participate in a group or a call or, you know, your own meditation when you have this really high experience. And you might stay there, but can you stay there and still be embodied? And that's the important thing, because embodiment comes first. It really does. You have forever to be out of your body, you know, and doing that. But in this time, space, dimension, being grounded is very important. Being in harmony is very important. And it helps you access different parts of your intelligence that you don't get when you're out of body. All right, very good. So let's go to drop into the body. For anybody who is floating above. So we have these very high experiences. And then as that dissipates, we sort of default to the mean. We default to a certain programming that we are used to and comfortable in, no matter how dysfunctional. Now, once we get here, once we start feeling this, I'm reverting to my mean, I'm going back to my normal old programming, oh crap, now what? So some people go into, I'm lost. I'm reading the group now. I'm lost, I don't know what to do. The other one is, where's my next hit, my spiritual high hit? And another one is, who can I blame for this? And another one is, what the heck's wrong with me? Okay, and let me tell you how we shift this. We go back to our core, and if you can have the courage to go back to that energetic core and just clear programs, just let those go, let those programs go. And take in that feeling that you have, because it's precious. That feeling of victimhood is precious. That feeling of who can I blame is precious. That feeling of I'm so lost, I don't know what to do, it's precious. Now, why do I say that? It's precious because if you can't make that step into knowing what you feel, it is very difficult to shift in that level. You can pretend you're not feeling and overwhelm the feeling so it's quiet. But if you can transform that feeling, you have regained an incredible amount of power. So whatever that feeling is for you, I think I've used all of them, so I know them pretty well. You know, so that part of you that feels that you are now the victim, someone's out to get you, or you're blaming someone, or you're lost, or you just get yourself very, very small. so the world can go on without you. Whatever that default mechanism is, I'd like you to feel it. If it's overwhelming, I want you to set it right outside your body, about 2 feet. And allow the acceptance that this is your program. This is a program that's emerging, and it's just as sick of you as you are of it. And the way that we fix this is we go ahead and we use our other protocols for that. So allow the light that is you, the soul plasma that is you, to come out of that and reintegrate with your core. So this is where the program, the script is put down. And the way that we let that script be put down is we feel everything along the way. We feel all of these feelings that we know are there. Some of us have programs of being overwhelmed by other people's emotions. So then our own emotions become dangerous or dark or difficult, or we shouldn't have them, which now we're in a tug of war with what do we really feel. And when that happens, we're incapable of change. We are in true stuckness. But if you feel it, if you're only acknowledging a truth, it's honest. It doesn't mean you have to be dangerous to other people or even express it to other people, but you have to know that you know. This is part of I know that I know. This is part of humanity. This is part of being your best self. This is part of being an awesome energy worker, to be able to acknowledge what is really happening within you. There you go. All right, so I'm going to bring in a lot of energy. I'm going to go quiet for a little bit to help people with these integrations of these deep programs. Here we go. All right. There are a couple of you that feel disempowered in the body. When we think about it this way, you only see the power is way above your head and in some other universe. Some of you are true galactic babies who came here to experience a body, and I'm helping you do that. I'll allow those parts of you just to sink deep in, and you can come in with that full knowledge of where you were in another galaxy, far, far away. Go ahead and bring that energy deep in your body. From outside the body, it's easy to judge and say, those feelings, those nasty feelings, look how humanity is so reactive to all those feelings. But what you don't know is those harsh, horrible feelings, once we clean those out, become really part of a very enhanced operating system that was smashed a long time ago, and we're reclaiming it. Very good. So I feel some of you afraid to feel deep in your body. So just allow your eyeballs just to sort of go down in, you know, around your knees if you need to, or your hips, to sort of see everything from that layer. It's not any scarier than going to the basement of a building. It's a different perspective, and it has its own truth, and it's just as valid as the higher perceptions that you feel. All right, let's go to the misinformation within your program. The misinformation that stalls you, this is stuff you know, we talked about before, you learned, you adopted, you think might be true, but you're not really sure it's true. There's no reason to have the mind in that. So let's move the mind to equanimity and all doubt can go. It doesn't mean you have to be sure of anything. It just means that you are a processor. You're able to decide. You're able to allow things to sort of cook until you truly know. This is where people get confused about action. They think action, oh, okay, I'm going to go act. And they're acting on a reaction or they're acting on an impulse. But that perfect timing kind of comes from kind of embodying things. And not that's perfect timing for anyone else. It's for you. You probably met people who have conquered the perfect timing. They're the ones who says something that in your head should have been said a long time ago, but they're holding a lot of strength and they're saying it when they feel it needs to be said, and it usually upsets everybody's apple cart. You probably met people or been that person, and that's what I want you to have, that ability to know and when the words need to be spoken, when not. Not everybody's designed to be the first. And so sometimes we feel like, oh, I have to be the first one. And that actually trips up your programming because maybe you're the second wave. Maybe you're the third wave of people to say things. Maybe you're the only wave. Probably sat in a meeting where there's this giant, pregnant, unsaid thing, and everyone's pretending this other thing is true. If that's ever happened to you at a family dinner or meeting, you can feel the power of that pulse. But sometimes people freeze that and they forget their own timing. Now, the emphasis isn't just on the timing. It's also on who you are and what you stand for. So I'm going to circle back around to just above your head where we've been gathering all these programs of what you stand for. So when I started working on this several months ago, I came to some really clear confusion, conclusions, and broke through my confusion. So a lot of the confusion we have is, what do you stand for? What's important to you? And you want that clear, that you want that very clear. Very good. We'll go into more of that in another call. But right now, it might just be my infinite potential, my infinite physical intelligence, my longevity, clean air, clean water, the right nutrition for my body. I mean, it can be very simple, but you want to be very clear. You want that to be the strong programmings, clear of confusion. Because those fine filaments that connect you to our world, you know, they go out in the world based on that. You could call it your energetic genetics, your energetic creation. What you will create on that level comes from that programming. All right, a couple of you just got a couple of ahas about that. All right, so we'll bring in more energy for our core, for our new understandings. All right. Okay. So now some of you know who your enemy is. Now, of course, we know from authentic heart work that some part of ourself is funding who that energy is. And, you know about that. You know that's your truth, but doesn't mean it's really you're in your programming yet. You might know it, but you're not able to shift it yet. And, you know, we know when we know. If you are dancing with someone living or alive or dead or passed on or a concept or someone in the media, I want you just to put them in a safe distance right in front of you. And I want you to run your awareness between you and that person, place, thing, whatever it is. It could be an idea. You know how we were talking about those fine filaments, those fine, we're not using some garden snippers here. We're not going to get a giant axe. That's we're evolving this. What we're going to do is find those fine cords that hold us as a puppet or a puppet master, because it could be you're the puppet master and you feel like you have to, you know, constantly do things to keep things under control. Okay, so whatever point you are with this imbalance and that person at the safe distance right in front of you or concept, I'd like you to go to a cord. And you can imagine a cord if you don't have one, because you're attached to it somewhere. It might be coming out of your head, might be coming out of your solar plexus. It could anywhere in your body. It could be 1, 2, or 3. It could be 100. And I'm gonna go ahead for the group, and we're gonna run this fine energy between you and it into that connection, into how you are connected within the web of life, within the web of your mind, within the web of the universe. And when we insert this energy into it, it will have to align to that programming we just set. Your relationship must align or it goes, and something that does align come in. So now we're getting into our creation. What do we create? What do we stand for? What is it that we really what did we come to do, and who are we? What do we believe? We're seeking pleasure on the outside rather than the inside, then we're going to create people in our life who can only bring us pleasure, and we can never get it from the inside out. If we're creating someone to overwhelm us in work, if that's kind of what the program is, the default program, you don't need to blame yourself for this. What we need to do is we go in, we just kind of go into that place, and we realign it. And you cannot do horizontal alignments well unless your vertical is very strong. So we'll strengthen the vertical. Inserting the energy, and you will find that cord will disappear. But it's going to be a lot more harmonious than some other things that you've done. We're going to set you into the web that aligns with your truth. Good. Very good. You guys are doing awesome. Okay. So, I also feel like I need to work on the webs that come out of us in the unseen behind us, in places that we feel unsupported. You know, we feel unsupported, so therefore something must show up to support us, rather than I am supported, and things that are harmonious with that support show up. Each one works, you know, a contrasting connection of opposites. You know, that's where we're learning. We're getting insight. And when we're done doing insights, then we bring in a harmonious one. And those insights are almost always, how do I feel about something truly? What have I not admitted that I need to admit, make friends with, so this can move on. All right, good. Very good. Okay, so I'm going to take some callers. So this can be thirsty work, because we're building in this area. We're building. So if you need to go get a drink of water, go ahead and do that. If you need to run to the restroom, go ahead and do that. And then come on back. You're on mute, so no one's going to hear you. All right. So let's check how many hands are up. Okay. So I'm going to give it a little bit of time. And you can hit *2 if you'd like to raise your hand. Okay, so I want to go ahead and rework the core for misinformation and strength and powerful. You are the power. Good. Good.613, who am I speaking to?
Hi. Hi. This is Colleen.
Colleen, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Oh, thank you for offering these. I really appreciate it. Such
You're
a discounted
welcome.
Rate. Really was perfect timing. I had something happening to me yesterday, which was pretty profound, and it happened through David. He went and saw his aunt over at the hospice where they put her in, and we had put her in the night before. He was very afraid that she was going to complain and everything else. Well, she was extremely happy, which was a blessing. So he was coming out there very happy and open, and he was passing. I guess they had a funeral of one of the people that had been deceased, or you know. A remembrance type of a thing. And he got into his car and he was having a really hard time driving, and it was a beautiful day. It was like somebody was pushing on the wheel and he had a hard time steering, and he came back and I had just woken up, and all of a sudden I think that energy transferred onto me, because what happened was I started shaking, and I mean I was almost in tears, and I was very happy about the news and everything. And then he told me what had happened when we got in the car, when we left for lunch, and explained what had gone on. And I was just wondering if that energy is gone, or what that was all about, and how I could protect myself from those energies. Usually it happens with me, just me, but not transference. So I don't know exactly what that was all about.
So that is, one of the ways that you go through the world as you hook into what's going on for someone else and you experience it yourself. So it's taking in another operating system. You probably notice that the times you do less in your life, you're able to get more done in the physical world. Is that true?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. So this is because when we get very mergy, we've now shared power with someone else. So now, is that a bad thing? It's just a thing. It's, it's just what it is. But you just need to know you have a choice. And your choice is to, it's not so much protect, but know where you are and the other person is. So it's very interesting when someone's very grounded, suddenly comes on with this big ancestral energy. I see two things. I see the ancestral energy of the line that she's about to enter. When she's ready, she's not quite ready yet. And when, and that song, Jesus Take the Wheel, it's kind of like two little things at once. It's like, the unknown affecting him in a way, in a place he hasn't looked at very much. So it was a very profound experience for him. And, you seeing him in this different way, we love people. We often want to merge with them, but sometimes loving someone means that we stay strong in who we are, which helps them rise up to, rather than we all become a big puddle. So that's what I want you to go to. I want you to feel. So this is true for other people. If you have a codependent type of personality, or you occasionally do, if you're on the call and you feel that, this is what I want you to do. Go to your core, and I want you to sort of feel yourself from the inside out. Just kind of feel that energy field. Another, I'm getting this for you. You can see yourself, you can come up with your own token. It could be like an animal or a flower. It's something for you, something that works for you, or that identifies your field. and then choose, and then figure out what identifies and represents your fiance.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you see them together, you can kind of get a sense of what's yours and what's not.
Oh,
and bear,
okay. That's...
And bear energy is also another way to do it. Bear is pretty good at knowing where the boundary is. But somebody had badger earlier, so there's a lot of badger groups. So I think badgers kind of have a bit of that too. So kind of like, this is where I am, and this is where you are, and that's the boundary. Sometimes we get confused and we think we have to make this big fence. We have to build a wall. No, we don't.
Yeah,
have to.
Exactly.
We just need to know where we are and where the other person is. And, you know, sometimes it's okay to touch in, you know, but then we have to always go back. Touch in to know, but then get your insight and come back. What you're doing is you're forgetting to let go, get your insight and come back. Does that make sense?
Ah, okay. That makes sense.
So know it, let go, come back. And you'll find that you can know it without merging too. It's just a skill. Merging skills get to be lazy skills. I know this because I've experienced it. Whereas it's easier to merge with everything. You don't even have to think. You just sort of know. You have this knowing. But if you're going to really operate your system really well, you want to kind of know where you are in your body field, and then come back, get your insight immediately. What is it I learned from that? Isn't that interesting? David had that experience. This might open him up in a way he didn't expect. And then come in. There's always gifts when someone leaves. Also, I should say, when people pass on, they often want to pass on a big part of their life. And so we also want to be, you know, clear that we're not taking on a karma that's going to realign our purpose, right?
Ooh, okay.
Again, insight, not the whole bag, right?
That's oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Very good. So thank you, Colleen.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Really
bye-bye. Okay. Thanks. 314.
Sherry?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me? Yes,
that's
I can.
Always that's always a question, isn't it? Well, I actually fixed my phone. So I think I did. I'm hoping
it
I did.
It sounds
so,
really good. It sounds good.
That's awesome. Okay. Again, thank you for the call. And, you know, I'm just, you know, I had tried to set up a private. I'm going to do that on the first
okay.
week of next month. It'll
okay.
be easier for me to do. But if, you know, we could check in with what we were working on. You know, I had got some kidneys and adrenal. You know, my back was really sore for about 3 days. You know, 3 or 4 days, and eyes were red and blurry. I don't know. Just some physical things happened. You
yeah.
know, with the shifts that we were doing, or it might have been, you know, just the combination of everything, I guess, and then not getting enough sleep and all that. So
right.
if
that,
we could just check in and see what's there, yeah.
Right, it's because the focus was on the other and not yourself, kind of a little bit what we were talking about with Colleen. So we're going to just refill
okay.
you with who you are. It's
okay.
not
uncomfortable.
That's what
it feels like. It feels like a
because,
void.
Yeah. yeah, it's like a void. Now, so we want to be comfortable in a void because – their
mm-hmm.
void is so rich, and we're not really taught to be comfortable in energy work, certainly light work. Nobody teaches you, because it's not part of light work. It's more of a feminine dynamic, how to be comfortable in a void. So that's why I also teach you can take like a piece of light into the void to be there, because there is a lot of richness. There's a lot of insight, and there it's actually kind of that new the new you is building within that void. And it also is showing you that emptiness you felt without it, which takes you exactly to where you were when you created it in the first place. The sense of loss, emptiness, who am I, what's my identity? Okay, so
mm-hmm.
bringing this in for you, Dan. But also complete comfort being in a void.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And so... so you want the right balance, because right now you've moved past that a bit. You probably already knew that. But let's go ahead and just see this enriched state.
Yeah.
Good. How are you feeling now?
Yeah, that, I went from feeling very, that void, that space, and now something filled up in my body, you know?
Right. So you do martial arts, yeah. Right? So you know how powerful it is when you exhale and there's no air, you know? There's a sense of power there.
Yeah.
And so the void is a lot like that. It's that sense where you're in a trust. You know the air will come, but for right now, you're kind of getting an insight. You're feeling your power right without the air. And it's the same with, it's the same in the divine feminine. It is that touch space with the divine feminine. And as we know, some of this other is, you know, cleaning itself up. So being comfortable in the cave or the void is very important for us. So now here's the other thing that happens when we hit that void, all those things like I lost power, I feel weak, I feel this. Now that's the grist for your mill. that's the good stuff. Those are the diamonds that you're going to integrate. So you're going to bring that in just like you did that exercise today. And so that can just dissipate, which means it sort of went underground for a while, but you can really transmute that too. You have another opportunity to really transmute everything that came up. And as you fill up, you'll have the power to do that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Because the two things that I felt, one was sadness, a lot of that, and then deep sadness, you know, and grief.
Yeah.
And insecurity was huge
right there.
I felt
that's so wonderful.
Much insecurity. Yeah.
So that is so wonderful. Go ahead.
Yeah. Last night before the call, I felt the energy you were giving out for the people that were going to be on the call. And it just was inspired me to go in and really work on that insecurity and just pull all those pieces back, you know, and just love all those pieces and bring it back. And so the void today was feeling I was okay with it. You know what I mean? I felt very stable in it. It was all right. It didn't feel like I was lost. Didn't feel like I was, I had to do something,
Right.
What is
right.
This? I just
That's
felt
beautiful.
Okay, you know?
So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Because,
awesome.
You know, because the sun does always come up, right? And so, you know, so far the sun has always come up. And so we can have like a sense of trust that no matter where we are in the keys of life, in the harmonies that we're given, that we're able, that we know that, you know, the music will keep going. And it's what, when we feel all the insecurity and all this stuff, then that also it holds us in that one place on the keyboard. And if like, we're really afraid to be in our body, we never actually get in our body to do some of the work we came to do. So now this fear, this insecurity, to know that, to really experience that, gives you a sense, and I didn't have to hang on to it for years, but you did, it was part of one of those default programs, but it was always running under. So as you get to know it better, it becomes something that you're able to transmute. It wants to transmute. That's why it showed up that way. It's ready for another stage.
Okay, and then transmute. So what I felt, Sherry, with this all this time with the relationship I was trying to let go of because I knew in my heart that it just wasn't true, that I would use the insecurity would come up as the blanket, an insecurity blanket to hold on to the relationship.
Yes.
You know, the insecurity, it drove me to hold on to something that instead of getting to the void or transmuting the insecurity. So going back in there, I mean, can I ask you, is that insecurity,
sure,
that program gone, or do I need to continue to go deep in there and work with that?
Well, I feel like you did quite a bit of the work. I think you know the lay of the land. So think of it as like an engineer, or you opened the back of the computer and you know how some of the stuff is running. So any remaining anything you'll be able to deal with easier because you've looked. You have knowledge, you have insight, you have awareness. And so, my insecurity. Start, wondering if I'd like to reinstall it, just like you're on, your computer and, would you like to, bring in this malware? you always have that choice to bring it back. And after you usually let go of something really big like that, it doesn't mean you don't have other programs operating that won't bring it to the forefront again. But now that you've kind of been there, you have kind of a, you know, that wisdom is there as to how it works, mm-hmm. how it triggered you, yeah. what your reaction was, how you look for it. And I can guarantee you, as you let go, you're going to have the relationship you want with her or somebody else. You're going to have the relationship you yeah. want. And so, yeah. so knowing that deeply becomes the core program, knowing that deeply. And it's not BS. It's BS when you when you're not able to embody it, but you are able to embody it.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Wow, wow. That makes a lot of sense because there's so much transforming inside of me, Sherry, in the last 2 weeks with all the work that I've done that I can feel what you're saying. And it's kind of hard to describe going into that place, the void, and then and I guess here's just my last question for you is because
sure.
I hear all you're saying and I'm doing that. I go in there and all of a sudden it's so much easier now to go, oh, here's a little loneliness. Oh, here's a little
yeah.
grief.
yeah.
Oh, wow. And then it's pulled from the right or the left. And all of a sudden I'll feel my mother's side or I'll feel, you know what I mean? I go,
yeah.
oh, that's over
yeah.
here, this ancestral side. And I just pull that in. And is there anything else that you would suggest with that, Sherry, for me? Other than to be there and just be present with it and work with it.
That's it. That is it. I do not hurry.
Okay.
Do not hurry the process. Do not hurry it. Just allow it. At least give yourself a couple months before you start seeking. And even in that seeking,
yeah.
I'm hoping that it happens in a completely different way for you. Maybe an awkward way because you're not used to it in that way. But
yeah.
and you know, then you have to be familiar with the new program. You know, I work
okay.
with, as an example for everyone in the audience, I work with quite a few women who always supported men. They always paid for everything. And then they decided, you know, I want somebody who's as capable as I am in my life. I think I'd be less exhausted over that. And then once they get that, they have no idea what to do with it. It's so scary because that control feeling came up. So you see, so they were able to create that new thing. But that next thing is like, freaking scary because that, you know, that control thing is hit. And so that's what I'm saying. One program, you know, they're all kind of interconnected. And so as we get
yeah.
to know it, we're redoing the web and we're doing it, you know, as it comes up. We don't have to overwhelm ourselves, but, you know, we want to be fearless with what is really truly there. Dan, it was a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you, Sherry. Thank you so much. Talk to you
okay.
soon.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, 805.
Sherry?
Yes?
Oh, boy. This is Katie.
Hey, Katie. How are you?
I'm so delighted and grateful to you and Mike for being on the call. This is fascinating. And I guess one of the things that just came up from the last caller that's pertinent for me is process I'm going through with a painting, and I actually just sent you a picture of it.
Oh.
But I'm doing this tree and with embodiment and the void and the root ball and the void and what I'm emphasizing with painting this tree and that it's actually the beginning of maybe doing a sculpture for children to go inside the tree and feel the limbs going up. What I'm getting at with me is we really come from the void of love. We come in with an intent with this divinity, all of us about us, and that sometimes what's happened with me in life is that I get so empathic and sensitive. I get in that overwhelm of other people's emotions, and then I almost use the void as a lateral, to get out.
Right.
So it's kind of paralleling this tree because I have at the I wasn't really concerned with the base of the tree because I was trying to show the canopy and the sort of bodhisattva energy of the canopy of the tree.
Uh-huh.
But what I'm getting at about me is sometimes I've noticed when I'm processing something really deep, like a grief that I thought was gone, or you know, that I'm processing out of my system, I'll actually, on Thursday night, I was processing something, and I actually, which is rare for me, I got sick in my stomach, and I, as soon as I did, it was as if there was this clarification of, death, anger, and grief are really illusions that we create, and we really are just love. But I just need the way so I don't get confused in how I come about, because sometimes I'll just stay in freeze mode and then I allow myself to get hurt or at the effect. So
oh, yeah, well, part of being in freeze mode is sometimes, especially we're in the merge, we see that potential in other people, and we expect them to also be there. So
yeah.
That's not a problem. That's an excellent way to help move people. But we also have to be in the knowing, in our wisdom. And you do have this wisdom. You expect other people to be where you are because you recognize their potential. And you recognize that occasionally they go there. But their program is likely not to act in the same way yours is. So then you can get a backlash. So one way to keep this the story is, it's kind of like you forget the whole picture, like you're in the canopy, but you forget there's roots. And so, or you forget that we're all here, you know, you see this other place, which is beautiful and true, but this other is also true and also very valid. So just kind of see yourself kind of be in the roots before you work with people, so that you can be in your priest place without any expectation that they will be able to maintain it. Sometimes all you can do is lift people there for a second, and that's all that they can take for that moment. Does that make sense? And by lift, sometimes you're just lifting just by doing it yourself. Other people, you know, sort of learn about the program, right?
Yeah.
Does that help?
It does. I'm going to have to re-listen to this too.
So the confusion is they're not responding in the way you would hope, and that brings on sadness because we're all looking for that community that can go all the places we can go.
Right.
Right.
So just stay in my roots and
stay in your roots before you interact with other people. So we love being in the canopy of the Bodhisattva, but the Bodhisattva also made some wrong turns because they either expected everybody to never react. Never react in a growing way, or they were in that pure state so much that they had forgotten to completely transcend the acceptance of other people doing whatever they want with that energy.
Oh,
you know,
perfect.
If you've ever given someone light and they used it against you, you know what I'm talking about. It's a different vibe, but you know,
that's what I'm talking about.
I don't send light like that. Mm-hmm. I kind of think of light as money. This is, you know, how I came to this conclusion. If you give money to someone who's going to work against life, or work in hate, or something that I don't really believe in, then I'm growing roots in an area of the garden I don't really want to be in. So I give my money to things that have the sort of causes that I believe in. Now, with light is energy in the same way. I would not give, in the same way I would not give a pile of money, I would not give any of my life force to someone who I felt was acting incorrectly. I have learned the hard way that the way to handle that situation is to remain in my truth and not try to be some magician sending the right light that's going to transform that person. which can happen, but it's not it's because so you sound light. It's because you modeled. You modeled, right?
Yeah. I really appreciate this because I did this week by backing out of working with another person in an art opening. I just backed out it wasn't with any accusation or it wasn't in alignment with what I want to do. But
yeah.
But this is really helping me to reconfirm the way I did it as well as the choice.
And for other people who might be listening, I'm going to say we also have to, watch for our Puritan, some of my lineage is Puritan, very Puritanical. And they always disappoint me. But the thing about the Puritan energy is we put everything into a purity test, if you're
right.
Not pure enough, right? And I know you've transcended a lot of that, but I'm speaking for a lot of other people on the call who will listen to it later. Sometimes our discernment gets so overly done that we have no one that we're playing with anymore. So we have to be stronger at other people's reactions and kind of know, who you're dealing with and when, I think someone asked me this question on another call over the last few months. How can I make money in something I don't completely agree with or something along that line. And the thing is you can make money and then you can transmute that money by putting it in places that are that feel like life to you, that are life building and life sustaining. If that makes sense, So because some of the pools that we play in do get polluted. The ocean polluted, but it doesn't mean I don't play in it anymore. But any energy that I have for the gift to the world, I will give back to the ocean, even though it is polluted. And that's the same with politics. People often get that way with politics. It's so dirty, I can't go in there. But yet, in a democracy, democracy thrives when everyone participates, and it dies when people won't participate. And so it's kind of the same way. There's some things that we do take a stand with. Does that make sense? I just want to make sure we don't go too far into it doesn't resonate.
No.
Can't go there.
No,
and I know that's not true for you, but sometimes things get misinterpreted. So wanted to give the other side. Thank you, Katie.
Thank you so much, Sherry.
I can't wait to see that picture.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Much love.
360.
Hello?
Hi.
I have a question, and thank you for taking my call.
This
is Gail.
Hey, Gail.
Hi. I have a question, two questions, really. I used to have, and this has to do with the puppet string, I used to have these dreams of strings being attached to me, and I would try to break them and snap them, and then they'd come back and attach to me, and it was I was always struggling with them. So that was one dream.
Oh, that's a good question. Do you feel tangled up in those strings now?
That's my question, whether I have buried them so deep that I'm not conscious of them anymore, or have I finally buried them that they've gone?
So this is a little bit of the void question that we were talking to with Dan. Sometimes when things leave, they don't feel quite comfortable, but because we can be very comfortable in uncomfortable situation. So I think that's part of what's going on, the comfort of being there's some clarity in your field that you don't really know what to do with because you haven't created yet to create the new yet. I don't know if that making sense to you, but what's your second question?
The second question is my, my father's mother, which is my grandma, but her and I were very close. She had pancreatic cancer. And when she died, after she died, I had this dream of her trying to pull me into the grave with her.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm dealing with this pain, physical pain, in the upper left quadrant, kind of close to the spleen. So mm-hmm. I'm just wondering if this is residual from her or is this a physical thing?
Okay, so when we're in that uncertainty, we can get kind of afraid, and then you also have this void from the strings. So I want when your attention is there, sometimes the core leaks, and so until you get a really strong core, we do have to pay attention to it, like on a daily basis. So to answer your question well, let's go and strengthen your core, because sometimes it's not just about answering the question, it's getting into a comfortable place, not to ignore the question, but in a place where you can transform and change. So now we have a strong core. Get your attention there. Come on back. Bring your eyeballs back. You send your eyes out all over the place. You're always checking things out. I want you to just
that's
go
a survival mechanism.
I got it. Turn in. You can kind of close your eyes for a minute if you need to, but kind of turn inward. You're painting, you know, you're painting your life here. Turn inward. So as we turn inward, I'm showing you how you're holding things in your core that aren't really friendly to your happy life, if that's what you want.
Mm-hmm.
So the survival mechanism, when we did the mm-hmm. exercise earlier, what did you use?
The survival exercise?
Was that the one you used?
I've always been hyper alert.
Okay, so now you have accepted. You've accepted this. And so when we accept it, we just say, okay, you're part of my landscape. So it's one thing to know that we have always been hyper alert, and then it's also a decision that I want to be more comfortable. So I'm saying this for a very strong reason for you. You've done this looking about and hyperactivity so much that I am hoping that you decide to create differently. So come inside.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Okay, good.
But
go
I
inside.
Guess my fear is trusting that I can go into this peaceful place and I'll have to be hyper alert, because it's like if I'm not hyper alert and I can't protect myself. So it's trusting to go into that space. That's a trust issue.
Right now, you are safe. So I want you to go in, and we're all here with you holding space for you to go in. All right, so there's a split in the core,
mm-hmm.
which is exactly right in that spleen pancreas area. It comes in from a diagonal below. I'm going to remove that. Good. You're doing well. You're doing a really good job. How is your trust?
It's kind of, I'm trying to trust. I guess there's a little girl that's going, just like, she doesn't feel, and I know I need to pull her in.
Okay. So let's bring in your girl who doesn't know how to trust, because I bet everybody has a little bit of this, I don't know how to trust. My next step, my life, this weird world. Okay, so bring her in, put her a safe distance. So why you don't bring her in, because she doesn't feel safe to you. You know, as is true in a world of polarity, sometimes the lightest part of us is running around covered up by the most untrusting of energy. So she is a key to some of the stuff you're talking about. Let's bring her in. She can let go of that cloak that she was carrying of I don't trust anything. You've done a lot of work on her, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, here she is. Let her come in. So another aspect of her is not just trust, it's judgment. So So she's also running a judgment program. So we're just going to Did you have a lot of, you know, hell and damnation in your lineage?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So she kind of, when you start doing light work and you start working with God and love, you know, she doesn't want you to forget that you also came with those programs. So let's go ahead and let her know, what if there was a, what if there, the only hell is the one that we did create? What if that was the truth? And she's telling me she knows she's created a lot of hell. There you go. You're synthesizing now. How are you feeling?
Kind of weepy.
Okay, weepy's good because you've had, now you're into that sad thing that you were kind of avoiding. So how are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Okay.
I know I'm going somewhere with this.
You're what?
I know I'm going somewhere with it.
Yeah, you are. You are. So I want you to keep on that inward loving her. And she probably has a lot to tell you about hell and damnation and the family stories that she adopted out of respect. So you can love her without the stories. You can love her without the, you know, do it my way or you're burning in hell, you know, that kind of thing. Let all that go. Very, you look great, Gail.
Thank you.
So that was a big piece of work. And so sometimes when that happens, like we were talking with Dan, some other piece comes up or shows up or tempts or blah, blah, blah. So I just want you to keep loving that. Stay in that love and turn inward. So if you can get to that habit of, you know, of that place. We also need to work with safety more with you, what that is. You have some more programs related. So you can re-listen to this or other things and bring those programs in so you can continue to transmute, or we could do some private sessions or whatever you need to get through this. But you're at a beautiful place.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
661.
Hi, Sherry. It's Megan.
Megan, how are you? How's Idaho? Are you in Idaho?
I am. We still have lots of snow, but finally it's melting. This may seem off topic, but it's here for me. We have this new Earth that is doing its thing.
Yes.
Are the fairy and elemental kingdoms also forming their own new grids? And how is our relationship to those kingdoms transforming?
Everything's transforming. Everything. So some of what we think we know is going to be different in almost every level. So there'll probably be a lot new insights there. But don't be sad about it, because it'll just be revealing the next truth for everyone. So
right.
If you're drawn to hang out there, you're probably going to learn a lot about those next steps. It might inform your art quite a bit.
Yeah, I have. I was lovely that you brought in Badger. She's been with me for a long time, and I have forgotten her. So it's lovely to bring her energy in.
Oh,
so strong.
Great. So the Badger feels strong to you? What are the other qualities of Badger for people who may not be familiar?
I feel a real strong sense of clarity, power, kind of like a knife edge. I'm not sure knowledge is quite the word. Cleansing. Lot of power, and it's not anger anymore, but just a power of decision. These are just things off the top of my head.
Yeah, lightning, quick discernment.
Yeah, yeah. So when you brought that up, I was thinking about the other kingdoms, because I don't, you know, I've had a connection with the fairies, but the connection I used to have just doesn't seem to have much power in it anymore.
It's because it's changed, and so have you. So we're all evolving together. So as you change, so the connection and how the communication comes forth will be a little different, but also it'll let go of some, you know, possible fairy tale's not the right word, but just kind of a sense of, you know, you want to get down into the core truth of it and what it brings to you. So we can get lost in these things too. But the question I stay with in the core when I do that is, what is the benefit to me? Tell me what the benefit is. How is the mutual thing? So you stay on, you know, in the zone that is helpful. So you don't, you know, fall into never, never land.
Right.
But, you know, that's a good
thing. Well, it's what you've been.
But you have to know, you have to have the breadcrumbs back, I guess, is the thing. Go ahead.
Well, it comes back to what you have said through this whole call. Start with the core, where, you know.
Yes.
Who I am
yes.
in my core, and then the communication. So,
perfect.
Okay.
You got it.
Okay.
I'd like to do a little clearing
up
for something in your forehead and just above your head about 6 inches. So I think it's somebody that you may have lost or something there, somebody you're working with. Go ahead and clear.
Okay.
You called it in to integrate, so you'll probably be doing that relatively soon. But it's just kind of showing up right there, just drawing your attention to it. All right. Thank you, Megan.
Thank you, Sherry.
All right. Bye-bye.
503. Sherry, this is Karen.
Hey, Karen. How are you?
Oh, I don't know. After the process, I just am kind of in this almost hopeless, sad space. I feel like I have such a huge connection with not knowing. It feels like just this giant, giant, like impermeable place that I just can't get past.
Well,
no matter what I do.
Tell me how not knowing, is it bad to be in not knowing?
It feels like when I'm in not knowing that I'm just then following along with what other people need or want, and I do that. And
Because we're talking about your core. So, yes. So the definition of your core. So I think our next call, we have another call of the three that we're going to go way into this, but I touched on it today, and that is the programming of the core. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to kind of get to, what do I stand for? What does Karen stand for? You know, what is it that you would stand up for no matter what? And I want you to just kind of do that. And that's going to move out a lot of the haze, the fuzz, that I don't know, the what's this? It's that you've lost that sense of what you truly are. It could be defined as purpose or mission, but is what is it? What is it? For me, it comes down to, some people have very complex ones. Mine are like basic, very basic, but very true and worthwhile. You know, I believe in education. I believe in, you know, I believe in teaching. I believe in learning. You know, whatever those things, I want you to start to really kind of gather what that is for you, Karen, and name one thing that you really stand for right now.
I mean, the first thing that came to mind is like Gaia, Mother Earth.
Okay. Let's center you right in Mother Earth. No question, that's it, no matter what, you stand for that. So that will inform a lot of the program that you have there. So it possibly is some of the things I have, like clean air, clean water. Let's let some of, you know, the animal kingdom stay that want to stay. Whatever that is, I want you to just kind of really feel the truth of that. So some of it is confused, some of it has grief. Some of it feels disempowered. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Right. So your big one, that big default programming, is disempowerment.
Yeah.
So let's go into that disempowered place
Yeah, that brings up a lot of sadness.
Beautiful. Beautiful. So let's love that, because you can't really help the earth if you're always in sadness. And it's not that sadness is bad, but we don't want to be stuck there. Okay,
yeah.
Here we go. So this is some community here. So I feel like you're going to be possibly connecting with other people who feel the same way in a more specific way. Here we go. All right, I'll tell you what one of the things in your core that you're wanting to transmute, and it is that hopeless thing you were talking about, like there, it's no use, like it's like we're damned, we're doomed. I want you to love that part. Now, anybody who cares for the earth has felt this for two reasons. One is it's going through some change, and that can be a little scary. And the other is, you know, if the contrasting side can hold you into feeling like everything's hopeless, then no action will be taken.
Yeah.
Love. If you're a master of energy and you've been poisoned, which, you know, some of that is poison, then we have to kind of know who we are. We have to be strong in the core. And this is actually the same energy we're going to use to transform the earth and assist the earth in its evolution, by not hurting it, really, is part of it. And, you know, the earth will continue no matter what we do. It's just, you know, how does that stand for life or not? So let's go ahead and kind of, as we know and accept sort of this energy, as we know and accept that this is true, this is what's happened, this is how we take 10 steps forward and we end up 20 steps back, that this has been the core, we continue to strengthen as we sort of acknowledge the truth. And as we acknowledge that truth, we actually are calling in the power to overcome those programs. And as we overcome it in ourselves, we're able to hold it for the earth. Okay, it's a big calling, but it's okay. How are you feeling? Do you feel this?
A little bit. The part of no matter what I do for anything, whether it's for my physical body or spiritual or the earth or... that nothing's going to matter.
Right.
Nothing works.
I like to turn around and face that voice.
Okay.
Let's do that. Kind of comes to the back of your head in a diagonal. Let's turn around and face it and put it at a safe distance. So it seems really big, but it's actually completely different than how it appears. Your perception of it. So this is that nothing works. It's kind of like a... a spoiled child is what comes to mind, who puts on this really big coat of negativity just to see how far it can get. Like a temper tantrum is some of that energy under it. So let's bring in the part of you that's experienced that in others and yourself. And that part has been, so there's energy lines running through it, like it's been stabbed. So let's go ahead and just love this part. So one of the profound stages that you're in is really letting go of that other and into the truth of love. and how powerful that is. And some part of you didn't really believe in the power of love in all its ways. Maybe for other people, but not for yourself. So here we go. So this part of you is pretty under all the spoiled stuff. It's felt very defeated, so I'm in a defeated part. I mean, it's very cartoonish in my mind. It's laying on a bed, and it's putting its hand on its forehead, and it's going, I just can't go on. And I'm bringing it soup, and it likes that.
Okay.
It's like a little spiritual flu. So we're giving it some soup. It just needed to be acknowledged. You're letting off more layers. Earth Diva. All right. Here we go. So a lot of the things are probably going to transform in how you think of this, because she really had to let go of some old stuff. So she's in synthesis now. Tell me how you're feeling.
More neutral, I guess.
Beautiful. And from that neutral space, don't be surprised if you start thinking about all this a little differently.
Okay.
Because some of the stuff she was hanging on to, we can let go.
Perfect.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, thank you.
You're welcome. 618. Hello? 618. Okay, I cannot hear you. Hi, there you are. Who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
I'm not sure whether the
number
is.
You're on.
Okay.
What is your name?
Linley.
Hi, Linley.
I can't describe it very well. I think it's all interconnected. But I've been struggling with no choice, even though I know, mentally I've got it keeps cropping up again.
What keeps cropping up again?
No choice.
Okay.
And being or feeling anesthetized and weight, and I think it's all sort of interconnected somehow.
Right, a frozen... I can't act. I'm not supposed to act. So when you kind of feel into no choice, when you feel into no choice, is it that the options don't feel right, or that you're not allowed to make a choice?
More like I'm not allowed.
Okay. So now that's definitely frozen, and the choices are kind of left up to other people. So this is how you end up getting programmed from the outside in rather than the inside out. Because even if we make little choices in a decisive way, we keep building that muscle of making choices. Like, I'm definitely choosing this apple instead of that orange. You know what I mean? All right,
yeah.
So simple ones help build. So let's go back to that frozen... Okay, so when I fill into this, there's a lot here, so you might re-listen to this. Oh, and I better say this before I forget for everyone on the call. The email you got about the call, at the bottom of the email it says replay. That's how you get to the replay. All right, so let's go back to this frozen. So it's in kind of like out of time, out of place energy. Below that is hesitation. Fear. No, I'm not really supposed to be here. If you love under that, what do you feel, Linley?
I'm terrified, actually.
Of the terror, the part that's terrified. under the terrified.
Horrified. I'm not sure.
Horrified?
Terrified.
Yeah. There's lots to be horrified about. Okay, so let's love that. Okay. You try to detach from horror. And that energy just kept building outside of you. So are you ready to go through with love the horror?
Yes.
Let's go. All right. So I'm seeing like popped up kind of energy, like people being chopped up. So we're going to stay with that love. Parts of you that felt that, observed that, saw that. What's under that?
That I'm responsible for it.
Okay. You have a past life where you caused a whole lot of people to die?
I know that something pretty dramatic happened in this life.
Do you want to talk about that or tell me the impact?
Can it just be cleared without talking about it?
Not without feeling it, right? So how do you feel about the impact of your choices on other people? What
In
was
that
the energy?
Case, I don't feel as though I had a choice.
Okay, so you had to do something that harmed other people?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's love that part that had to do that. There's a bit of a punishing yourself by not allowing yourself to make more choices.
Well, I feel as though in order to protect, you know, some people, I had to, it wasn't a choice, you know, but the choice was either save them or do this sort of thing. But I was very young at the time.
Yeah.
So it was a no choice.
Let's love the young girl who made that choice. So as we know in energy work, some of the choices we make kind of continue to vibrate in our field over and over again. So your focus has been kind of on what happened to the people, you know, but you also had a big learning on the inside because it continued to, you know, work on you energetically. So to help some but not the others, that kind of kept vibrating and until you sort of got into a inability and disconnection from action and choice in the fear that you would harm others. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So let's love all of those parts of you that thought all of those things. So in that, you set up a lot of limitations, disassociation, working outside in, seeing the world from the outside of you rather than through your eyes. It's like you disempowered yourself. So let's go back to looking right out your own eyes and calling back all the power of you that's outside of you. You crying?
I'm doing lots of jerking, so something's happening.
So that some of that sad, there's like a sadness that's getting noticed, so we'll keep loving.
It's kind of, in a way, a part of me doesn't want to go there because it feels so overwhelming that I'll just drown in it, sort of.
Yeah, that's what it wants you to think. So I want you to know that you animate this. The part of you that feels that way, you have some light of you in that. So just focus on the light, not the part that might drown you.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to gently, as you would bring a child off a playground, bring it back into your heart. She can leave all that other behind if she can. So she's very stuck there. She feels a tidal pull. So this is part of yourself that created an entire identity in this field. So I need you to show her the light of you, the one who can make all types of decisions and forgive herself for them. And let her know. Let her know that you love her. So allow her to keep coming into your heart. She's very numb. Here we go. If you drill down in that, there's a nice light in there. Can you just pull her in? You know what hesitates? If you start vibrating with that energy of that numbness instead of your core. So go to your core, make that really strong, and keep letting her come in. And by strong, I mean kind of that feeling of the part of you that forgives yourself and loves her for all the choices, that no longer wants to punish. Okay. How are you doing, Lindley?
Still jerking around. it feels closer.
We got you right in the middle of this process, but you make a lot of steps. Can you find a safe space and just keep loving her? So this finishes, this completes when you, depending on the quality of the love in your core and your ability to hold her in acceptance for all of it. And she will go ahead and integrate.
Oh, good.
You got a 90% chance of doing it. That's pretty good. So once they're in process, they just continue. And feel free to set up a private session if you want. But go ahead and see how far you can get with this. Because that whole field, she was animating a very big field around you. And can you do things that kind of show your own power in your own body? I need you to take that as the next step after you do this integration.
Okay.
I'm choosing this bubble bath instead of that bubble bath. I mean, I am serious. I want you to really make choices and start practicing that muscle again. Okay, thank you,
okay.
Lindley. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Oh,
Sherry, hi. It's Kate.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
Hi. Oh, I'm so happy to be able to talk to you. It's been such a difficult time and just so much. I don't know if I put a note in the message thing for the call, but yeah, just since my father's death 3 months ago, it's just been so much overwhelm and stress. And then the relationship with Stephen ended. So I was wondering if you could help me clear just any ties to him and the anger and resentment that I'm feeling.
Okay, so go to your core. Let's program this part that's holding on. All right, so you can see all those cords. Were you on the whole call?
Yeah, but I've been a little stressed just trying to deal with things.
Okay, so I want you to re-listen. So go to that letter at the end and re-listen. And because I'll tell you what's going on. Some of that cording, that energy coming out of you, those fine light filaments we were talking about, yours are kind of burned out.
Mm.
So, and I think this is probably part of that big step into letting go of the personality that, you know, you kind of wired in, the default program of the father. And men always disappointing. So this is your default program you're working on, Kate. And letting you down, disappointing, not standing up for you, not being with you. So love, let's love all those parts of you. And I'm going to see if I can help you get this to where it's it begins to blossom again. Okay, some of the reasons that you've had all of the sadness is you're really getting down to true, true, true self-love. You're so much better at the thinking of it, the accepting of it, the feeling of it, but the really wiring it deep in your soul that's what's happening. So some of that, those places that you kept those programs for men, hopes and dreams of men, the empowerment of men over you or controlling you, that has an opportunity to really shift right now. So let's go ahead and let that happen. All right, so you also cut off some energy from the source above you, and you're one of those that really needs it all the time up there. So let me just clean that up.
Yeah, I have felt really disconnected, like a little bit better the last couple of days, but just like in so much stress and overwhelm, but just disconnected from source and from God.
Okay, so this is what's going to happen. It's going to take a little bit of time, but those new, you know, the burned out is sort of moved away. So you've got kind of that energy of the newness. So it's about directing the energy of newness. For you, this is really deep work today. I want you to go into how we were talking about earlier in the call. What is it I stand for?
Mm-hmm.
What is it that I am wiring for myself? It's very easy to say, I want to help the world. But what I want you to do is really drill into what has meaning for you, really. And it might not be everything you think it is, because once you get into that empowered state of you, you're going to be able to, you're going to really be able to shift some of this old stuff. This will be like old news pretty fast. So
I'm trying to get a break. You know, I feel like I really need to get off this island. Like being here for 3 months has just been so just dark and overwhelming. So I'm going to try to get away on Monday for a bit. And so I don't know if you can help bring in just the temporary renters for the houses, or I'm posting them for sale. There's something that will work out in the best. Like part of me feels like I need to be responsible about money and try to rent them and have income from them. But part of me just wants to disconnect with all of the energy here, you know, and just like it doesn't matter about the money and just sell them, and who cares if there's losses. But then maybe once I'm not here and if I find renters and people, you know, that can look after them, then maybe that will be okay.
Here's your thing. You are about to step into some old program that, you know, I think we've talked about before. And this is a default program. I'll take a loss because I can't stand it anymore. It's like, you know, like you get caught in a bear trap and you're going to cut your leg off, you know, not from the foot, but you're going to go all the way up to the hip. You know, it's like you're willing to like hurt yourself a lot. And the other option is I could open the bear trap and heal my foot.
Okay.
I'm suggesting open the bear trap and heal the foot, because you're setting yourself up for another way that money lets you down, power lets you down in the way that you felt it in men and your father.
Mm.
Can you hear that? Maybe you can't.
I think so. Yeah. So
maybe
I'll have a better perspective, like not making any decisions now, but just like asking first to bring the right tenants so that I can take a break and then have time to decide about this.
Right. Today's the day I decide that I'm going to be stronger than that default pattern I've been running for quite a while. And I deserve to be able to make money on my own. And that disempowered pattern that men always let me down, either no matter what they are, doctors, boyfriends, fathers, that is done. I am done with that. So if you need to go take a break off the island for a little while, go do that, restore yourself, and then come back. And I want you to feel that deep, not in your head, but all you want this to resonate. When you make a change in a pattern, you want that resonating in all areas of your body, everyone. You want all systems go, not half the systems are go.
Okay.
You know,
my body feels so much pain, like just the like betrayal area and the shoulder blade and stuff is just like so intense, the pain lately.
Take care of yourself. Have some sessions if you need. But when you start saying, oh, I don't mind if I take a lot, you know, you're stepping right
well,
into something I've heard before.
Okay.
So it's either that or I'm so hopeful everything will just work out. None of that is true. You're going to change this program. So you're done. Now, sometimes life gets tested, you know, when we're changing a program. And it's like, that's for other people, but not me. but it's not, your life would not have been set up this way if you cannot change this pattern. So
okay.
You can do it, but go take care of yourself. If you have to get the heck out of the house or leave the island, go do it and
okay.
Go restore yourself. You need some sunlight.
I know, that's what I'm trying to get to. And does it feel strong that to move my belongings and with the car to move it to storage in Arizona instead of storage in Massachusetts? If there seems like an opportunity to do that, or should I just wait longer and
wait a little longer? Wait just a little longer. Yeah.
Because okay. I feel like it's all set up like people are going and they wanted to bring the car, but maybe it's the last person who moved the things, he stole my checkbook and stole all the money from my checkbook.
I think I've heard stories about things getting stolen on every single move you've ever talked to
yeah.
me about.
Okay, so I shouldn't do it now.
Pattern first.
Okay.
Pattern first.
Okay.
And and know that pattern well and make a decision. So some things do feel strong, but so we're also going to have to work on your own self-trust. Things feel right, but then they turn out to be a big betrayal. So that so you've got several. So this is deep stuff, which you're wired to do. I'm going to just say you can do it. You can do it.
Okay.
Don't trust on the thing because if an opportunity leaves, another one will come. Also, Venus retrograde, a terrible time to make money decisions.
Okay.
So especially for people in your pattern.
Okay.
You're good. You're good. Just give it restore first. Restore, rewire. Restore,
and
rewire.
Even if I leave the house is empty, it's better than just getting the wrong tenant or something, right?
Well, you don't want to hurry up.
Right.
Unless you have, do you have something set up that's very, do you have a tenant that wants to move in?
I have some, but I don't know how honest they're. So far people here have not been very honest, but it's probably my energy of all this trauma.
Exactly.
It's
a hard time.
So I want to just clear.
We can do some private sessions if you want, but I want you to go take a break until you can really make a good, you're feeling very, I don't care if I make a loss. I don't want that anywhere around you right now.
I didn't even mean to say that. I don't want to make that.
No, that's
loss.
The unknown
really...
pattern. It's
okay.
The unknown pattern, sweetie.
Okay.
it meant to be said because it needed to be cleared. So you have work to do, but it's good work. This is really sacred. This is more sacred than anything you will ever do.
Okay, I've just been like in tears so much of the last 3 months, just like sobbing. Is that just clearing old childhood and inner child stuff too?
It is. It's really getting to know. And yeah, I mean, this is deep work. This is really deep
mm-hmm.
stuff. So the crying's okay, but don't save yourself from going all the way into the void.
Okay.
Just allow it to just completely fall apart if it has to, but know you have the light to rebuild,
Mm-hmm.
So you've been on depression, crying jags that last forever. They don't have to. And they don't have to when you allow yourself to feel the intensity and just know that the sun does come out. That intensity is temporary. So sessions can be helpful. Group work can be helpful. Just find the support system you need to get through that. And don't let anybody pull you out of that depth before you get your roots in.
Okay. Thank you
right.
so much, Sherry.
All
thank
right.
you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You and everyone on the call. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
310. 310. Are you on mute? Hello? Okay. So...
Hi, Sherry. It's Vicky.
Hey, Vicky. How you doing?
Hey. I'm okay. I was wondering if you could assist me with greater clarity to what other default programming I've got in my core that we can bring up. And
oh, okay. Yes. I saw that on your question. I even wrote a note. Okay. Okay, so we kind of know it's the over-focus on how disempowered and how sick I am,
mm-hmm.
which is a...
plus the whole spiritual group, too.
Yes, I know. Okay. So the way you get over that is all the spiritual insights you get. I'm so glad you asked this question because it was in my notes to say today. So when you get a great insight, you want to take that all the way through your body. Don't let it just hold in your head or your heart. Just go ahead and like really get it all the way in your roots. So the whole body and energy field is imbued with that beautiful insight, which is the pattern of you. That's the beautiful pattern and focus and the quilt of life, you could say, that you're making, the web of life that you're contributing to, those insights that you collect. So it's time to really do those insights now. So to take them all the way through. And now you get to a little sadness when you get to about the solar plexus. And I just want you to continue to go. So I do feel like a layer of like a weeping for the world. You have that weeping for the world thing.
Yes. Yeah. And the whole Earth Diva thing. Yeah.
It's okay. So West, as you continue to love this, the clarity will show up and the insights will show up. So I want you to love it. I want you to sort of take that sadness and just kind of take it, you know, I want you to just take every insight that you're going to get all the way down to the roots. Between your solar plexus and your roots, you are loaded with insights about what you're crying about. And so it can be part of what we're talking about with Megan, like a reset of how the fields work together. You might be part of that knowing. Let's see what else is here. It's like an energy that you contracted with to keep you offline. So let's go and to that default program. I'm offline. I can't do it right now.
Yeah, I'm offline. I can't get the insight. That's what it is, I think.
Okay, and it's because you're not taking it all the way down. You got the love. You've got the connection. You have the wisdom, but you want to go all the way in the body, all the way. So I'm looking at this line of distrust. It's not safe to be in the body. That's the one coming up.
Yeah.
You can think of the body is like a rental car. You know, think of it as something. You know, I have a body today. Yay, let me feed and nurture this body. You know, one day I want to have this body, but it's okay. You know, it's like this thing. So we don't have to be afraid, you know. You already signed the papers. You got the car. You can sit in the parking lot or you can drive out of the parking lot. So that's kind of what's going on here. I want you to just kind of get kind of into this feeling that the body's okay and safe. All right. So as we feel into that, the part that doesn't think it's safe, we want to just pull right out of your body and put right in front of you. You can get a good look at her. She's trying very hard to be very spiritual, but she's actually very stubborn.
Mm-hmm.
And this stubborn part of you knows how to be very stoic and still. She made a vow that if the body gets too uncomfortable, she'll hit the eject button. Keep loving her. The problem is she doesn't know what too much is. So she's thinking all the time, maybe you hit it. It's not like you're trying to die, but breaking down to keep you in the parking lot is the thing. So let's just keep loving her. Do you feel this program?
I feel a lot of sadness.
Yeah.
And there's fear. And there's, like I keep hitting the button.
It's like the morphine button in a hospital. I'm not going to feel it. Okay. All right. So just keep loving her. Yeah. She kind of thinks of it. You know, I'm just going to ask her, where do you think you're going to go if you hit that? She kind of imagines she goes back to Stardust.
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of does think of it as like a complete explosion. I'm actually kind of updating her. This is an earth body. You're going to go, you know, the body goes here, the spirit goes here. And what if we finished our soul? So let's talk to her. What if we finished our soul journey? And we waited for a higher alliance for when we go. And it's like she's completely lost that awareness. So can you take a few moments and today and talk to her about what that soul journey means to you and whether finishing it means to you. So you've got more focus in what's going wrong as opposed to, you know, I'm going to be strong enough today to fulfill this part of the mission that I came to do. I'm strong enough for that.
And get the insights.
And get the insights. So, but you don't want to go into, I can't get the insights. Where are the insights? You want to go into, the insights come to me. The insights show up in their perfect timing for me. Does that make sense? You have to be very careful in what you're actually programming. And if all of it is, I'm too sick to do it, and I never get insights, then that's what you're going to keep getting.
Or I get lost in confusion.
Yeah, because there's something you're not feeling. And here's another program you have in there, probably left over from your group, that I am the light, and that's all I have to be. So to say, I am light that is held within a perfect human organic system that's completely aligned and whole. And in that, I am the light, that's all I have to be, there's often subtle judgment that the body is worthless and not worthy. And we have that a lot in a lot of the history that we pull up from the ancestry and religion. In trying to make people not be so attached to the body, they made it more destructive to the body. And how do you know? This is how you know. You think of how you would treat a young child you met or a grandchild or child. You wouldn't knowingly want them to have those programs. All right. Are you ready to center in this nice program?
Yeah.
This nice. Let's go ahead and ask for that. So there's also a cutting off at the roots. You know how you would cut a plant and leave the roots in the ground? There's some part of you that does that. Mm-hmm. So I want you to really feel those roots. Also, some of us get our insights from the roots, not from, you know, our head. Mm-hmm. Tell me one thing you stand for.
Oh, I stand for environmental protections and nature conservation.
Respect of the planet. Here we go. So let's get into a positive way that we can say that I stand for a verdant, vibrant earth. Do you see the difference?
Yes, yes.
Do you feel how your body feels different in I stand for a verdant, healthy, interconnected earth?
I can sink into it.
Yes. It's very hard to sink into environmental protection or sustainability. Sustainability is kind of a hot button for me. It's like, really? That we're going to settle for sustainability? All right. So just allow this verdant new earth to just fill your whole body. All right. Now you're in a place where you can get the insights from that place. And then this whole other thing immediately starts resolving. It's not quite to your center yet. Let's get it all. Let's let it go all the way to the centered you. I release all resistance to my centered nature and the powerful woman I truly am. Okay. So your next one is going to be power and all the ways that you, since you fight power, it's hard to be okay with power, right? So yeah. Let's go to this part that completely is okay with power. It's like, hey, it's not a light switch. That's power, baby.
I know there's someone in there that is comfortable with power.
And that's why you avoid your centeredness, because that's where it is. That's the zone. There you go. That feels better to me. How does it feel to you?
Oh, I feel a little spacey, but I do feel more in my body.
Okay, good. Spacey, because that was a really big shift. I want you to get into your roots. Get into that rooted space. And just kind of feel them and get to know what you're willing to root into, what you're willing to stand for. You know, if there was, you know, just a few things that mean a lot to you, what are those? Because as you get that clarity, the rest of the world responds to the clarity, and so does your, you know, your creation, what you create. And that's the known and unknown things we create. How's the spaciness?
Better.
All right. It was a pleasure to speak to you today.
Thank you so much. So much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Much love. Bye.
Bye-bye. We're going to try 310 again. Are you there still?
Yeah, I'm there.
Hi, who's this?
This is Jill.
Hi, Jill.
I'm going to get off speaker. Hi. Can you hear
Hi.
Me?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. I was really zoned out. Sorry.
That's okay.
What I wanted to ask about was even talking about, like, empowering us and getting out of the, you know, all of the programming we take on. But I don't necessarily know that it's all programming you from, like, other people so much as I feel like I put myself down sometimes, and I go, well, I've created all these problems, and it's like why, and how do I get, you know, and I feel empowered, and I start doing things, and I go, yeah, I feel abundant, and I'm, you know, I've got a playground, and I do all of this stuff, and then I'm like, yeah, but I just totally ate, like, this much of my savings, and I don't have much anymore, and I want this, and what do I do now? And then I start to go into this, so I kind of go into, it looks like a sine wave, you know. You know, I go up, I go down, I go up, uh-huh. I go down. I don't stay in that up creative space. So I'm wondering what I do to, like, kind of not cancel myself out so much. Because I think that I have a pattern of canceling myself out.
Right, and then also going to the default program. Did you hear the first part of the call where we were talking about that? So sometimes we can participate in things, we get things really high, which is fabulous. Because in that high, we're trying to change the medium. We're trying to change our default program. We're trying to, you know, the law of averages sort of thing. So by knowing, you know, having a sense of where we're going is it. So I feel like you're carrying a lot of burden. Do you feel burden that you're carrying?
Yeah.
Okay. So can you take that? I'm going to just do, instead of just whipping it out of you, why don't you put that burden right out of your body and right in front of you? Now, I want you to ask that burden.
It just turned into this giant, like, gray rock.
That'd be heavy. So this giant gray rock. So tell me, you know, why are you carrying it? Why does it need to be carried?
This is funny. It's like, I've always had it.
So that's a default program. I always had it. So of course it's coming back. All right. So I always had it. And so how does it limit your life? Ask it that.
It's telling me that, ooh, that's weird. It's telling me that it keeps me safe. I'm like, well, how is that safe? Like, I'm telling it, like, I'm kind of indignant.
And well, it keeps your head down, for one. There's lots of ways being less than who we are keeps us safe. We become one of the pack and one of the masses. But ask it, how does it keep you safe?
It's telling me that it's uncomfortable to be different, and I've always felt different because I'm really highly intuitive, and I've always been one of those people who knows more than I should know, mm-hmm. and then I'd say something, I'd blurt something out that I shouldn't know, and then people kind of look at you like you have three heads if you're, you know, mm-hmm. if you say things that make them uncomfortable, and then like, oh crap, I did that again. And so I've always felt uncomfortable being different.
Mm-hmm.
And being the same as everybody else makes it more like, makes it better in terms of relating to other people because it's like, oh yeah, I have problems too. Oh yeah, I'm just like you. I can relate.
Right. You become one of the herd. So you're not, you don't stick out as different. So you have to get more comfortable with your inner freakiness, with your uniqueness, with your inner, what do they say? Put your freak flag on, you know, you have to get really comfortable with those parts that are uncomfortable for other people. And when you're
well,
really
what I love about your community is that I can be as weird as I want to be because I can relate to people on a few Facebook groups and
So let's go into the part that feels really uncomfortable about what other people think. And therefore kind of perverts herself with heavy rocks she carries around. You know, that's a skill. I mean, if you just look at it straight out, that is an amazing psychic skill you have. Amazing creativity. Look at me. I can hide. I can be unseen. So do you want to collapse that program?
Yes.
Okay, so let's let the, you can watch your rock and just tell it that, ask it if it'd like to return to the light or return to the earth, but that you no longer really feel like you want that program, that you're going to become comfortable with who you are. What does it say?
It wasn't sure, and then I was like, well, I'm not going to carry you around anymore. Which way do you want to go?
Good.
And then it said, okay, Earth then.
Okay. So the part of you that created it is a light of you, and I'd like you to invite that back to you. She can create something more extraordinary or something different. It doesn't even have to be extraordinary. It could just be different. And as she learns that you accept her, other people, you know, freaky people are accepted all the time. They are. But what makes them unacceptable is when they don't accept themselves. So let's love these parts that created the rock. How you doing?
I'm okay. It's just I've been doing your work for a while, and I've kept, like, loving parts and accepting them and listening to your Kintsugi thing, and then there are always more parts.
There's always more parts, yes, there are, because until you become an amazing, you're going to get to where the parts that you don't resent them, you just smile and you say, oh, welcome home. You're judging yourself that you have parts, creating other things that some part of you doesn't like.
Right, I do.
Yeah, so I've been there. I got mad at God so bad about all this business that I just shut down for a long time. And then sooner or later, you do wake up, and all that madness doesn't really help. It just it turns out to be, fulfilling prophecy. So let's go to the part of you that's just judging how many parts you have and how wants to limit how much you have to love and accept yourself. You want to look at it as an opportunity to love more, to be more. And this will affect your money when it's when you're not limiting how much love you can have for yourself and all the dark corners that you went. And with that, I'd like you to invite all the parts of yourself in dark corners you haven't even noticed yet. And I don't mean dark like Caves of Eve or something. I mean, all the dysfunctional parts. All right, so just go ahead and let these parts come back. And everyone on the call who would like to also do some last-minute integrations, invite those parts of yourself that are ready after all this talk that you've listened from me and from other people to come in, that are just ready to integrate now. So you know what? I'm seeing a million little pieces of you let down, these granite boulders they're carrying, the big Flintstone rocks.
There are lots, yes.
Yeah, little tiny pieces. Let them all come in. All right, now they're coming through a zone of, it's a hidden zone. Invisibility cloak. So I want you to really, really go to that core and let it be as whole and beautiful as you can let it be. There you go. The real question is, how much of myself can I truly accept? And this is a heart stretching, This is when the heart says, I can be more than your mind thinks I am. All right, so you have some nice golden wisdom that wants to integrate. Have you been playing with gold energy much, or have you found it missing in your life?
No, I've been feeling like when I see light, it's uh-huh. more golden. It's not white anymore. It's got gold elements in it.
All right, it's ready to actually integrate in your core. So go ahead and let that come all the way in. I go all the way into your roots and the new earth. So you also have some judgment for the planet. So I want you to let that go, let that come in. So, and I mean that in the way that disappointment around it. There we go. There you go. You're doing good. Keep going.
It's getting lighter.
Yeah, it's much lighter, and you're getting stronger, too. Okay, you're in a nice space. It was a pleasure to talk to you today.
Thank you, Sherry.
You're welcome. I'd like to thank everybody for being on the call today. It was just a pleasure to work with you, and thank you for stepping into your next space and our next space and assisting the world in our evolution. So let's go ahead and say goodbye, and I'll see you soon.
Bye.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Sherry, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Aloha.
Thank you, Sherry.
Aloha.
Thank you so much, Sherry.
Thank you.